Introduction, Grand Master Julie Scott, SRC.
In our last issue of the Rosicrucian Digest, we presented numerous selections from well-known Rosicrucian writers from Amorc's modern era. The pieces that ran in these pages last time were meant to inspire our readers, and we asked members to send us their art and writing that were influenced by their experiences with Amorc. Judging by the volume of responses we received, it was a rousing success. Many of you sent in artwork, poetry, and prose selections that you wish to share with the Amorc community and beyond. The diversity of authors and artists and the fascinating way that was reflected in the selections they shared was inspiring for us, because it shows that the Rosicrucian teachings can have an impact across a wide range of backgrounds. The artwork we received ranged from abstract to intricate, and from traditional mediums to digital ones. Bright blooms of color burst off our screens, from works by Brian Epley and Yulia Shikova. Artist Nikki Shiro, whose work may be familiar to longtime Digest readers, challenged our perspectives with her four vibrant selections in this issue. Jeffrey Geiger sent in some digital selections that open up to many mystical interpretations. Additionally, artists like Lourdes Metz, Kevan Sadler, Gurinder Singh, Carla Phillips, and Oksana Rosamond gave us selections that present familiar mystical subjects in moving new ways. Two artists also submitted poetry with their artwork. Amira Carluccio created the Colombe poem along with its accompanying art. And so did Debbie Nelson with Alchemical Rainbow. The poetry we selected for this issue largely focuses on themes familiar to initiates: the heart, alchemy, the rose, and the universal one. Poets Anne MacDonald, Amatus Forsak, Nancy Verratt, and Victor Jimenez challenged us to look at these familiar subjects from a new, more personal perspective. In addition to these poems, poets Amarillo Mills, Melvia Akbeko Odemagbore, Joanne Adams, and Jacqueline Reese presented us with selections on mystical themes that expand our understanding of subjects like self-discovery, nature, and love. The prose selections for this issue also largely focus on personal reflections of how Amorc has helped shape members' lives. Authors Michael Shalluli, Ralph Denner, Beth Lyons, Stella Nwakegu, Anita Bowden, Charles Larkham, Francisco Guzman, Chris Barton, and Venus Zamora all provide us with unique windows into their experiences on the mystical path and show us directly the positive and nurturing effects of Rosicrucian study. These prose pieces take a deeper dive into Amorc's lasting effects on members' understanding of the world around them and their place in it. We hope that this issue does not end the chain of inspiration that Rosicrucian teachings are designed to create. We created this issue to stoke the spark of creativity and wonder that students of mysticism carry with them in their daily lives.